Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Cruise, man.
Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys are getting your seats, I'm singing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to... I put down the baby, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, game time!
Well, another Parents Go to Prayer Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, M.H. Scott. And, this is just an open forum day. I'd like to have some callers call in, talk about anything that's on your mind in the world of youth sports, so that it's always important to get some information in there and talk about what's going on in the world of youth sports, because that is one area that none of us have specialized in enough to say that we're really truly comfortable that, hey, our young folks are going to be successful at the game later on in the day. So, let me go on and recap on a couple things. Earlier this week, we had an opportunity to be on the Will Levis Show, which is 88.1 FM, coming straight out of Howard. Coming straight out of Hampton University. I get the HUs mixed up. Coming straight out of Hampton University. And, Will just brought us on just to talk about what the Parent Coach Parent Network is all about and the form. The formation of the Parents Coaching Parents Network. So we went ahead and did that and shared a little information with the listening audience here in the 757 on the local radio station. And I think it was a great opportunity for us to get our word out and talk about things that we're doing in the community. But before that, let me go ahead and give my man, Mr. Keith Wright, some props there, and then we'll go on with our show.
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands and in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and the knowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart moves. That's how I do.
He's making smart cool. That's what he do. He's making smart cool. There's nothing wrong with that. Well, what are we going to spend time talking about this Saturday morning as we do our Saturday morning blast? Basically, just getting some information out there to you on what's going on. What's some of the upcoming things? Sharing some insight and some information on some of the changes that may have happened in the NCAA. And then we'll actually roll our Saturday morning show over to being our featured show, where we'll have our guests coming on and sharing information with us. And then we'll use our Wednesday show as our updates and upcoming and things like that show. But, the Parent Coach Parent Network is going to put something new into play, and I'm not going to let me see if I can get to the point. What I want to do, I want to be able to have access to as many parents as possible, and I want parents to be able to have access to us for the sole purpose of we supporting them as well as they're out there supporting us.
So what we're going to do, and we're going to put the information up on our Facebook page as well, but what we're going to do, we're going to put up our voicemail box, post that on our Facebook page, and just let folks know, hey, you can call in, ask any question as it pertains to the recruiting process, and we will get back to you in a 24-hour time period. We will guarantee that we'll be able to get back to you in a 24-hour time period. This is not going to be something where, okay, you call in, ask a question, and then we eventually get back to you. We're going to work hard, our hardest, to get back to you in a 24-hour time period. You know, asking any question in the recruiting process or making suggestions or, you know, if you have a comment or a statement or a concern, you know, prime example. Let's look at the recent situation with this young man, Kevin Ware. Kevin Ware is a young man who plays for Louisville. And all of you, if you're listening to the show, I'm quite sure you're well aware of the situation because it's been highly publicized and all these other things. So it's not a new media story. It is something that's been out there for the past week. Happened last Sunday. Okay. The young man breaks his leg on national television. Okay, I'm concerned, and I'm looking at, you know, looking at the situation and saying, okay, oh, I hope the young man is all right, and hopefully he'll recover. But even more so, what I'm really concerned with is this young man's doctor bill. Will that doctor bill be covered by the school? You know, will that doctor bill be covered by the school? And even more so, will that young man be able to continue on his scholarship? You know, because parents, that's something that we often forget and often look at or often fail to address when we have these coaches sitting in our homes or when we meet with these coaches for the very first time. We don't address the issue or put it right there in their face and say, hey, coach, okay, if my son gets hurt, who's going to be off, if he's out there playing in the game, I can see if he gets hurt walking around campus or something like that, but if he's out there playing in a game or doing a practice or any other activities that the school has sponsored and he gets hurt, will the school cover the cost for his medical bills? You have to just flat out ask that question. Parents, do not just sit back and think that it's an automatic thing. I think where we get mixed up, and, you know, I think back in the days when I was a young man and I was going through high school and, you know, many other of my classmates going through high school and we were hearing, you know, all the talk about the athletic scholarships and all this kind of stuff. Yes, at that time there were four-year scholarships. Now, as we all know, and is being pushed, that scholarship is 1 year renewable each year scholarship. Only thing that you may get that may be a full scholarship, if you want to use that term, would be if they fully take care of all of the necessities that requires your young man to be successful in his first college year, and the necessities being room, board, books, meals, the whole works. But know that this is only going to be for 1 year at a time. So with that situation being said, going back to the statement on our young man, Kevin Ware, okay, of course, with Louisville getting the massive attention that they just received on this particular issue, of course they're going to cover
the young man's medical bill. And probably ensure that he stays on, you know, for his four-year time period. Because he's not a draft pick. I don't think he's going to be a draft pick. But he's going to stay on for the four-year time period.
Oh, looks like we have a guest on. Let me sidetrack for a second and see if this guest is who I think it is. Good morning, you're on with the Parent Coach of Parent Network. Who am I speaking with?
Good morning. You're speaking to Dr. Monica Watts Baldwin. How are you guys doing?
Oh, my goodness. Well, well, well. Family, friends, everybody, let me let you know. This is our Dr. Monica Watts Baldwin. We've been trying to get her on the show for the longest, and hopefully we'll have her on just to chat with her for a few minutes. We're not going to actually set up one of her shows yet, but I know she has great information to share with us. We're doing just fine there. We're doing just fine, Monica. You know, what I was just talking about, I don't know how much of you actually heard. I'm just talking about the situation with the young man, Kevin Ware, and whether or not Louisville will pick up the tab and whether or not that young man will actually stay on scholarship. From your perspective, how serious of an injury was that?
To be honest with you, I just turned into the call at this present time.
Okay.
I was there some health issues in Tampa with the students in HOSA. So I haven't had an opportunity to really research his injury itself.
Gotcha. Okay.
To follow up on the, you know, what are they saying in the press concerning the injury.
Yeah. I understand, and I didn't mean to put you on the spot like that. I thought you may have caught it. I know you've been out and you've been busy. I think you've had a very busy week just keeping track of some of the things that I heard that you were doing this week. You've had an extremely busy week. You're probably tired and drained and ready to just sit somewhere and relax for a second. And I just so happened to talk you into calling in this morning, and we thank you for that. What do you have going on right now?
At the present time, I'm traveling, doing a tour with the HOSA. It's the Health Occupational Society for pretty much is international for all the health sciences in the high schools. And one of the great aspects of the program with the students wanting to become doctors, there are also a lot of students that are athletes. And I really admire the fact that they're taking their education very serious, because when these type of injuries and certain things come up in the field, they always have that the education foundation when it comes down to it.
That's definitely a great piece. And you know, I wish we had more students. And you said this is a traveling event that's going on?
Yes, I was doing an exhibit with HOSA. They had a state conference in Florida with the Prentice Doctor Foundation.
Okay. Do you know whether or not they're going to hit any other cities or states?
Oh, yes. I think we'll be in Nashville within the next 2 weeks with the famous neurosurgeon from Gifted Hands, Dr. Dan Carson.
Okay.
Yes, so this is very serious. And one thing, when you start educating students about their health, they learn about, you know, will have more control of their health when they know about their nutrition and make it a big part of their lives to deal with these injuries and recovery.
Exactly. And family, I promise you, we're going to do a special show. We're going to have Dr. Monica come back on again, and we're going to do a special show so she can just give us some great insight on being healthy, staying healthy, how to, you know, what you need to do during your time of recovery, and all these other things that she has promised to share with us. We thank you for calling in. You know, just give us some more things that you have going on. Keep us updated of what's going on in your world.
Well, most definitely. I'm definitely going to keep you all updated. And thank you so much for I'm going to tune in and listen to the remainder of the show.
Okay. Okay, well, you can either tune in or you can just stay on with us and we can just keep on talking. No problem. I understand you've had a busy week and you may be just looking for some quiet time or some relaxation time. You know, but one of the things I was talking about a second ago, and, you know, chime in when you think off base, or chime in when you think you want to add something in there. And anybody else can give us a call at 646-929-2416, 646-929-2416. But what I was talking about was, you know, think about that situation with a young man out of Louisville. Okay, well-publicized, so it's going to get national media attention, and they're probably going to take care of him from this point on. But I think what parents need to be aware of, what happens if it was at a Division II school or Division III school, or it wasn't on national television that particular day and it was at a Division I school, or, you know, any other college that's out there? What happens at that point? You know, there's just the, do you and your family get stuck with that medical bill? You know, there's some of the things that you need to ask, some of the questions that you need to ask when that time comes and these coaches are sitting in your living room and they're trying to recruit your child. Because if you don't ask these questions and that situation comes back at you, it's all on you. It's all on you. You know, some of the other things that I think about outside of, you know, talking about the medical issue, you know, what is the budget like for these teams? You know, does the team take a bus to and from various events, whether or not it's a football game, whether or not it's a basketball contest, baseball, whatever? Are they taking the bus? Because if they're taking the bus, parents, what we really have to realize, think about the amount of time that your child is out of school, you know, and if they don't have a solid academic program that's traveling with the team, some type of academic support program that's traveling with the team, then think about your child having to go online, look this up, look that up. So these are some of the other questions that I encourage parents to think about when they're sitting there talking to these coaches. You know, something that Dr. Monica just mentioned, and hopefully she can give us some insight on, you know, a good nutrition plan. You know, I know all schools don't have the budgets to have a good nutrition plan, but if your school does have that budget, or if your school doesn't have that budget, and we'll probably talk about it in a show somewhere down the line, but, you know, some of the things that your child needed, instead of sitting there trying to eat top ramen and peanut butter and jelly all day long, you know, some of the things that they can stack up in their room and have readily available in their room just to stay healthy, just to stay, have a fresh and sharp mind, you know, because they have a serious overload. And what I mean by that, they're not only out there on the court, on the field, wherever, but they're also in the classroom. So their time is basically locked up the whole entire season. And then shortly after the season, if you're talking basketball, you know, shortly after the season, you only have maybe a month or two before, you know, that school year is over with. So, you know, basketball being the long season that it is, I can tell you firsthand that, you know, if your child's not on top of his or her game and doing what he or she needs to do in the classroom and trying to maintain their health, I think my son actually said, told me about, he caught a cold or something one time during the time that he was actually at college. And that was only because, I don't know, cold weather snuck up on him one day or whatever. I don't know what happened. But he actually had a little head cold, and that was briefly. But I hopefully tried to tell him enough to stay healthy, make sure you eat, make sure you, you know, get your meals in on time. Don't be waiting until you think that you're hungry and all this other kind of stuff. But I'm not going to go too deep into that because I'm not a doctor, and we have an expert on the line with us that's going to share some nutritional information with us later on down the line.
Those are some great made, Mr. Scott, were you talking about whether, you know, the budget cuts and different things they have in the school, but if they're fortunate enough to have the finances to have a nutrition, you know, because these teen athletes, they have such unique nutrition needs. They don't have the average needs of the average student because athletes work so hard, you know, more than or less activity, their peers, whatsoever. So they have nutrition needs, so they need someone that actually specializes with, you know, sports nutrition itself for their needs, for their fuel, to help their performance and growth. So those are, you know, important factors to consider, not only with their health, but also with their academics when they're on the road.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly.
you know, and I think a lot of times folks don't realize that it's important to stay healthy.
And
stay healthy.
I'm sorry. Hello?
Hello? Hello? Well, I think we lost our caller, but hopefully she'll give us a call back at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. But, you know, that was some good points that she was bringing up about the point that she was bringing up about the nutrition and staying healthy. You know, it's always important, always important to stay healthy. It's always important to make sure that you get the proper nutrition in your system. Like I said, we will have a show with Monica on, and I know her schedule is pretty busy, so we may have to have a pre-recorded show, but if you do have some questions, again, you can always give us a call. What we're going to do, we're going to post our hotline number up on our Facebook page, so, and we're also going to tweet the number out there as well. So you can go out there and give us a call on the hotline if you have a question for Dr. Monica or any of our guests that we'll have coming up over the next month or so. We'll post all the names up there as well. So if you have a question for any of those guests, then you can give us a call, leave your question, and we can in return have that question answered online if we don't get a chance to do a live show, if you're not able to make the show that particular day. So, but going back to that situation, you know, that's something that we need to seriously consider, parents. Because if you don't consider that situation, then you miss out on a big opportunity to ask a question, a very serious question to any of these coaches out here. Because these coaches are out here to do what they do and to make what they do, make their money, and remain successful. But we are out here as the parents of these kids, and we need to make sure that they are getting the best out of their situation, best out of each and every situation. This is not something that we should be taking lightly. We should be very proactive in making sure that things happen for the best interest of our children. So, well, parents, I think I've come to that time where it's about time for me to wind down. I think we had some good information out there today. What I want to do, I'm going to, like I said, post that number up on Facebook. I'll just simply let you know that how you can reach us if you have questions or if you have issues, if you have anything, if you have any concerns about the recruiting process, you can always reach us as well. Well, I think she's back, and I'm going to give her a chance to close out with us. Monica, are you back on with us?
Oh, yes, I'm back.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry. I don't know what happened. I think all of a sudden we dropped the line or something. I was trying to say hello, and next thing you know, I couldn't hear you. You couldn't hear me, and then I looked up and noticed that you was off the line. So go ahead. You were saying something of importance.
Oh, no, I was just stressing the fact of the when they're on tour with the athletes that, you know, for having this specialty, the importance of the specialty that, you know, an athletic child is not, nutritional needs is not the same and equivalent as their peers. You know, that someone needs to be, our parents, if the school can afford a specialist for sports, the parents need to have educational-wise.
Okay.
So there's a lot of differences, even the calorie intake. It's a huge difference for an athletic student, you know, versus the average non-active student.
Yes, yeah, yeah. And I'm hoping, and I told folks earlier that what we're going to do, I actually have opened up a hotline number. So if we're not able to do your show live that day, then what we'll do, we'll end up having questions come from the hotline number.
Almost definitely, because what I'm seeing a lot of, since we're on the subject, not to detour your radio blog, but I'm seeing like coaches and gym teachers and, you know, their teammates are telling these students they need to lose weight, to go on a diet. But I always want to stress this before we end the call. They need to check with a specialist that specializes in athletes, a dietitian, a nutritionist, you know, because always trust, like, the health professional itself because, like, the nutritional difference needs. So I see a lot of people lose weight, but our athletes, they have different needs for their maintaining their weight.
Okay.
They get that pressure because they're in sport, you know. They get a certain amount of pressure.
Yes, that's true. That's true. That's true. Well, I think our time has come where we need to start winding down. And just want you to share some information with us on, like you said, you're out there on the tour. And I know we have a show that's scheduled. Just give me a quick 30-second tidbits on something that parents need to think about right off the bat, from middle school through high school or through college students.
Right off the bat, they definitely need to start thinking about for their students their nutritional needs from a sports psychology standpoint of it to help their performance, and also their dietitian needs and health plans, because this is going to be the advocate what's going to help them prevent these injuries, because I believe prevention is the best key, you know, it's measurement. So definitely just start now as an advocate for prevention. And for academic-wise, with them traveling and, you know, on tour, missing dates out of school, I would say use programs. Like, for instance, we have a program that we use, you know, sometimes the high-profile students, they can't go to a public school because of certain reasons. We have a program like the Apprentice Doctor Foundation. Our program, we go inside, we help them. They have one-on-one tutoring. They order the kit, CD-ROM, and they get all their academics with them wherever they're at, like sciences and biology. So you have to be the advocate. Take that extra step when you know your child is in school. They can stay on their A game and pass these requirements and state exams they need. And I mean, right off, that'll be it.
Okay. We're going to love to hear more about that program and where we can get, where we can direct the folks towards getting that program. And, you know, in closing, before I wind down here, how can folks reach you if they need to get some more information from you?
People can reach me through theapprenticedoctor.com, theapprenticedoctor.com, or they can reach me through, or they can just Google me, Dr. Monica Watts Baldwin, and they can Google me, and the website
okay.
to come up.
Yes, of course, of course. Ask Dr. Monica. All right, then. We appreciate you coming on with us and sharing your information with us. And now I'm going to give out this information about this hotline that we, Parents Coach Parents Network, is now putting up. Well, if you want to give us a call, if you have any questions about the recruiting process whatsoever, anything about the recruiting process, or if you have a question for one of our guests that has been on the air with us, you can always give us a call at 641-715-3900, 641-715-3900. And when you call that number, punch in extension 508-281-POUND, 508-281-POUND, and that'll let you leave a message in the Parents Coach of Parents Network box. And hopefully we'll, like I said, we promise that we will get back to you in a 24-hour time period. We promise we'll get back to you in a 24-hour time period. Follow us on Twitter at PCP Network. We also have a Facebook page and a website at www.pcpn.info, www.pcpn.info. Well,
be prepared to catch our next show. We'll have a little update on Wednesday, but we'll be going live again next week with a sports blogger. We'll have a blogger. She's been on for a while blogging and talking about sports parenting and all the important things that parents need to be aware of, when dealing with their youth in sports. Well, this has been M.A. Scott on the Parents Coach Parents Network. Hopefully you'll have a wonderful day. Dr. Monica, you have a wonderful day as well, ma'am. And we'll talk to you soon.